and I feel alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello, you've tuned in to a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. For the next hour, you're going to hear lots of great new music from Australia and Canada. And this week, you'll be able to hear a couple of interviews as well. I've done a lot of interesting interviews in the last number of years. You can find them archived at ozstrandedradio.com. That's the show blog. And we've got lots of them ahead in the coming weeks, because last week I went to the Arts Wells Music Festival in Wells, BC, in the Caribou region, and I brought along my microphone and interviewed a whole bunch of people, some performers at that awesome festival. You're going to hear that over the next few weeks, starting out this week with Rawless from Vancouver, British Columbia. I caught up with two members of the band about a week before Arts Wells, actually, in Williams Lake, BC. They were passing through doing a pre-festival show. So you've got that to look forward to pretty soon coming up on the show. But first of all, we're going to hear from The Drones from Australia, one of the all-time greatest bands of the last 10 or 15 years. They have a new album out, and we're going to feature a song from that pretty soon. But first, a couple of oldies, starting out with Shark Fin Blues. You're on Stranded.
We'll be right back. marble moon sips the Genesis of news. From treetops down candle wax roots, while rain towers drown the morning song. Magpie with a motto tongue, and they only ever treat you well when you're nothing but a church bell. And they only ever think you're good when you're walking like you're made of wood. Another Friday afternoon, you shut the shell, peel the cocoon. But it ain't Friday on the moon, like it ain't Kenya at the zoo. And they only ever treat you well when you're walking on an eggshell. And they only ever treat you kind when you're talking like you'll change your mind.
Yeah. It ain't no big deal me being lost at sea till you start losing blood on the sand. To think
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiem, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiem, Nisiaya, and the Sakhulia, Talitin, Homasque, Mustail.
Thanks so much for tuning into Stranded this week. My name is Matthew, and I do hope you're keen to stick around for the whole show. We have two great interviews coming up. First up, we have Wallace, a band from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we also have an interview with Lionel, one of the organisers of the Music on the Mountain Festival in Fort St. James. So there we go, the classic band from Australia, one of the best bands of the last 10 years or so, The Drones. They have a brand new album out and it's called Feeling Kind of Free. And you just heard their song from that record. It's To Think That I Once Loved You. Gareth Leonard and co in fine form. Gareth Leonard is the only remaining member of the band who've been around for quite a long time now. They formed originally in Perth, Western Australia, 1997. Perth, of course, is the home of so much fantastic Australian music, probably the most well-known band of late, Tame Impala. The Drones, just classic, especially that first song there. I've played it on this show a number of times, Shark Fin Blues. It's just incredibly epic from their breakthrough album, Wait Long by the River, and the Bodies of Your Enemies Will Float By. And the second song there was a track called How to See Through Fog from the Icy Seaweed album by The Drones. And yeah, that last track there was a brand new song from their album Feeling Kind of Free. I can't speak highly enough of this band. Thanks to Eamon McGrath for pointing out online that they just put out a new album. Now, new Australian music. Let's hear from an interesting artist named Carla Del Forno, who is an Australian expat living in Germany. And she has an album out called Blackest Ever Black. And here's a track called Fast Moving Cars. After that, we're going to hear from No Sister, with a band I've just discovered, Australian group who featured one of their tracks from their debut album a couple of weeks back. And they've just sent me track number two from their self-titled album, No Sister. And then we're going to get into a track from Wallace, our special guest for this week. So here we go. Carla Del Forno, first of all. Thank you.
blessed to be free. These are not days for serving too many. These are not days for serving just one. These days I count all my blessings. Thank God the rising sun. But I hear the same sad cries on the television news. And it's giving me a classic case of contemporary blues. So I've got to take time for things in my mind. Just want to really get lost in black girls rhyme. Oh, it's time. Man to dance, love, let's don't run more offense. Hands I'm taking the town, body unwind. Kicking to the beach with the pretty girls off their feet. Oh, it's complete, oh, and I find the time to abuse good wine. Book a tight line with a few old friends of mine. By design,
hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
And we're Unstranded. You can catch us online, as always, at your leisure, AusstrandedRadio.com. And please do follow us on Twitter, at Austranded. So those tracks there at the top of the set was an Australian expat living in Germany. Her name is Carla Del Forno. Very impressive song there called Fast Moving Cars from her record Blackest Ever Black. And after that was No Sister from Melbourne in Australia. They forwarded me a track of theirs from their self-titled debut album, and the song was called This Heat. And after that, we heard a little tidbit of what's to come soon. Our special guests this week are Wallace from Vancouver, BC. They're a great bunch of guys, fantastic to interview. I recorded an interview with two members from Wallace just a week or so back before they headed off to Arts Wells in the Caribbean region, a fantastic festival I recommend anyone go to if you like music. So we heard the track Contemporary Blues from the album Upbeat Liberators by Wallace. And let's get into the interview right now.
Extra special guests for the show this week are Wallace. We have Rika and Keith.
Good afternoon.
We're up at Williams Lake right now on a a Thursday afternoon. All of us has come up to play here, and then on through to Artswells, guys.
Artswells, and then we're going from Artswells. We played three shows in Artswells, and then we're moving on to the Edge of the World Festival in Haida Gwaii.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm playing up there with Buffy St. Marie, so we're pretty stoked to do that, yeah.
Wow, you might actually meet Buffy St. Marie.
We're going to, I'm going to stalk Buffy St. Marie.
Rick might actually stalk Buffy St. Marie. We played there 2 years ago, and the green room is small enough that unless she brought her own trailer, well, we should get a good chance to meet her.
I'm just going to sit and wait in the green room until she comes.
If any Australian listeners don't know who that is, I will educate you shortly. She's a legend. I'm familiar with your art. I remember seeing gig posters in Vancouver or the art that you did for the Root System album. Clearly the inspiration you get from the province and the beauty is reflected in your art.
Well, first and foremost, Keith and I both do the art for Warless. We're both graphic designers, so Keith did some wonderful work on this year's posters. But we share that sort of workload. But we're both from Vancouver Island. Keith was raised there. I moved there when I was in my early 20s. So the outdoors and the ocean and the forest and the natural environment around on the West Coast specifically is obviously very influential. And so I paint oceanscapes as well on the side as well as music. So those things are, anytime you live in something that's that profound, you're a visual artist or a musician, because it also makes its way into our music. It's obviously going to be a big inspiration, right? And a big influence.
Yeah.
I think, and that's the same thing with the music. I think we both, from when we first started doing Warless, it was like, we didn't really know what genre we wanted to make, but we knew we wanted it to be somehow West Coast, reflective of BC and the West Coast. We didn't even really know what that meant, but that was what we wanted to hope to achieve. You know?
It wasn't really hard because it was what we were, right? We didn't have to put on some sort of facade of sound or what we spoke about or what we sang about or what we designed or what we painted, because it was our lifestyle. It still is our lifestyle. Although we both live in Vancouver now, Vancouver is still very much a, you know, for a big city, it's such a natural city that you can see the mountains, you can see the ocean, you can smell the ocean. So it's obviously, you know, a big influence on artists and musicians, and it is, and it always will be for us, whether we stay here or not.
Yeah, which is, it makes me think that really, I mean, you're kind of a folk band then, even though, in, you know, you're a sort of roots reggae as well, and beat in terms of your actual style, but that's kind of folk music is reflecting what's around you.
That's exactly it. I'm a huge folk guy, and I love folk artists like John Prine and, you know, and people like that. But I'm always saying that same thing to people. I'm like, you know, folk music doesn't mean, you know, three chords and a mandolin. You know, folk music can sound any way. It's about passing down songs. It's about sharing songs. It's about, it's like you say, it's about reflecting your environment and all that stuff. So, you know, when we try to describe our music to people, we go crazy trying to explain it because of the kind of multi-influenced kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I would really love to just say, well, it's West Coast folk. You know, that's what happens. And neither of us is really musically educated in any sort of, serious education level for music. So naturally, whatever we make is going to just reflect us, because nobody taught us how to play like the Nashville guys or play like the New York guys or the blues guys. You know, we just figured out whatever comes out of us. So I guess it must naturally be West Coast music, because it's all we know how to
do. Well, it is. You know, even if it doesn't sound, it is. We're West Coast.
And very positive. I mean, actually, to describe your music, I mean, your latest EP title, Upbeat Liberators, that's pretty spot on, because it's upbeat music and progressive.
Well, we like to, I mean, when you bring music into a room, or whether it's music or whether it's yourself into a room, we like to come into a room and be a positive influence in that room. And what you say and how you act and the people you associate with, and because that positivity can grow and create great environments. When you're playing music, I think, is naturally sort of an energizer. There's some music that's sort of a downer, but I love that kind of music too, you know, Portishead, Radiohead, that sort of stuff. But for us, it's about having fun, right? We go on stage and we don't really worry about too much other than just having a great fun time. And if the audience is having a great time in front of us, it's contagious, and it just becomes a big party. And that's our goal with music, is for people to leave happy and have had a positive experience.
And it's a good thing, especially in Vancouver now, because let's face it, there's a lot of problems there. There is a lot of negativity that comes from actually seen you, Rick, having lunch in the park there at Oppenheimer, and I'm sure you think you see different aspects of the town and what's going on, and yet you see through things into the positive aspect.
Well, I live in the downtown east side. I live a block away from Main and Hastings, but it's one of the most welcoming and positive communities, because it has to be. Those people are in that community, and they, in order to survive in that community, you have to look after each other. And you know, I do go to Oppenheimer Park and have my coffee there in the mornings or in the afternoon, and it's the same people always there, and so they all know each other. There's people playing guitars, there's people hanging out. It's, you know, when you go through those sort of neighborhoods, you can kind of get overwhelmed, or you can kind of get drawn into the dark side, the drugs and the prostitution and the dirt. But if you kind of look past that, the people, even though they may not you know, be your classic idea of shiny, happy people, there is that sense of community and sense of strength and sense of friendship that I've never seen in any other community, and I've lived in a lot of other communities. And I think it just comes from the demons that are there. In order to have, you know, you have dark demons, but at the same time, to balance that out, you have a lot of really positive people.
I tend to agree. I've worked down there myself, and yeah, I believe that for sure.
Yeah, the people who work down there, you know, the people who come into those neighborhoods to help those people are special breeds of people. You know, they you know, leave their house, their nice family, and they go into the, you know, the dark pits of despair to help people climb out of that. And I think those people are really, really incredible people. Yourself included, obviously.
Thank you. Well, these days I'm up here in Williamslake, BC.
My wife's from here, so.
Oh, really?
So it's funny, a bunch of her old high school friends were just watching us play, which is kind of fun. And their kids are dancing in the front.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty fun.
And then up to Arts Wells. Is this the first time you've been there?
I think it's either the 5th or the 6th, actually. Oh, we've been going a long time. So this year we managed to convince them to have us at the volunteer party, the closing night party that they throw. So we're playing Friday night, Friday, Sunday, and then on the Monday at the volunteer party. So it's nice. Get to spend 4 nights in the same place rather than traveling every day. That's the nice thing about festival life.
That's true.
And I get to see just tons of unbelievable artists while we're there. It's a pretty awesome event.
Well, thanks, guys, Rika and Keith. Before we go, then, in terms of your recordings, website,
warlessmusic.com.
Warlessmusic.
Yeah, if you Google Warless, you can't. There's not a lot of other Warlesses. Yeah. There's a Brazilian heavy metal cover band called Warless.
That's not us.
But you'll know you're at the wrong place if you get there.
Yeah,
or the right place. Depending.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And Australian listeners, have a listen, and you'll just sit back, close your eyes, and think about BC. And Warless is as good a band as any.
Thank you very much.
Spread the BC-ness around.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Invite us to Oz. We'd love to come.
Yeah.
Need places to stay.
We might get back to Byron Bay someday.
Yeah. You've been there, right?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
Tonight you got to free your mind. West 49, where the big blue breaks and the girls are oh so fine, so fine. It's a warm dream, wet hippie dream. What a dream, what a dream, what a dream. Friday night, now the band just wants to play. We get a drum and the bass and the congas and the lead. I'm gonna sing till my voice goes hazy. Turn around, get down a little bit, Tracy.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
We're on Stranded. One more track from the band Warless there from Vancouver, BC. That track was called Dream from the Upbeat Liberators album. And you just heard the interview I recorded there with a couple of the members from Warless a week or so back before they played at the Arts Wells Festival. Fantastic stuff, guys. They're a great live band. And you can see lots of great live music this summer up at the Music on Mountain Festival. That's coming up on the weekend of the 19th of August. And another interview I recorded up at Arts Wells was with a gentleman named Lionel, who is one of the chief organisers of this festival. So, I got a quick five-minute interview with him. It's a bonus for this show, bonus interview. Let's hear Lionel from all the way at Fort St. James in northern BC, talking about his awesome festival, Music on the Mountain, and then we might be able to play a track from one of the bands playing up there. Here we go. Okay, so here we are for another interview for Stranded here. We're at the Arts Wells Festival, and I'm sitting on the porch of the Outlaw Lodge, and I'm speaking with his friend Lionel, and he is all the way down from Fort St. John.
James.
James, Fort St. James, a town that I didn't know existed until about 5 minutes ago. Tell us about your home.
Well, I've been in Fort St. James for about 13 years. Landed there by accident, had no idea I'd stay there this long. It's a beautiful little town. It's an historic town, logging, mining town with a long history with Hudson Bay Company. It was actually the capital of New Caledonia before British Columbia. So it was actually technically the original capital of British Columbia more than 200 years ago, 1806. And currently it's a small little town. We've got an excellent reserve right next door to us that borders the town, Nacogdoches, and a big beautiful lake called Stewart Lake.
And it's a long, long way up. I mean, where I'm sitting now in Wells, I figured this is northern BC, but it's really not.
No, it isn't.
No.
No, it isn't. Geographically, Fort St. James is about the center of BC.
And you made your way up there a number of years ago and got involved in the arts community and festival organizing.
Yes, indeed. Years ago, I came from a place called Big River, Saskatchewan. And they've got a long history of a really good festival there called Nest Creek Music Festival. And I was involved in that one. And when I moved out to Fort St. James, they had an existing little bluegrass festival. We got involved in that. And then a friend of mine who was up there with me said, man, you know, we should have a proper folk festival up on the ski hill there. So that's when Music on the Mountain was born. 2010 was our first year.
And so you were one of the original organizers and
My wife and I basically founded it.
That's a pretty great achievement to hold something like that together. I imagine it's similar to this size or maybe a little smaller.
It's really difficult to judge. You know, we're not in the urban municipality proper. We're at a fairground, so it's more concentrated. But you could say that it's similar. It's certainly similar vibe, similar type of art, similar type of feeling. And you know, I think the same message is we're trying to get the same message out, I believe.
Yeah, like support and community and holistic thinking and living. And
exactly. You know, when it comes to art, it's especially in today's world, it's really important that that artists have a place to play, to perform their art, to show their art. It's important that they get paid, you know, fairly decent. I wish we could pay them more. And it's important to share, for them to be able to share their art with the community at large, because really that's, in my mind, that's the basis of a healthy community. Everything grows from that.
That's right. It must be a great festival, because to be that far north, I mean, it's a commitment for people to come here. Well, people to commit to go that far north. You're obviously attracting people with some good vibes. So, yeah.
Absolutely. There's a great northern festival community, a group of festivals, about a half a dozen of us that keep the vibe alive in the north.
Can you rattle off the names of some of these others?
Well, there's Arts Wells, of course, that we're at here, and there's Robson Valley Music Festival in Dunster, which is in the Robson Valley near Jasper. There's Sweetwater 905 that's up in Peace Country, which is way north of us again. It's an excellent little festival. There's Hoostock Festival in Forest Grove, and there's Midsummer Festival in Smithers, and a lot of little small ones as well in the bush that are a little bit more outlaw.
Right. Cool. Well, thanks, Lionel. Any Australian listeners, if you want to plan a trip to BC, there you go. There's your summer.
That's right. Come out if you're still around the country. If you're here at Arts Wells or down the coast or something, come out to Mum Festival. We've got DOA's coming. Joey Only Outlaw Band is coming. We've got some bands from Australia. And we've got lots of representation from Edmonton and great connections all around.
Can you remember the Australian artists off the top of your head?
Aurora Jane comes around a lot.
Oh, yeah. She's here.
Yeah. And a bunch of her folks, Cat Leahy and that gang.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Here you are in Wells, working hard, transferring your skills down here. Yeah, you come down every year?
We come down every year. We share. We learn from each other. I love to come here and help out. This is where we get to meet artists that I might not otherwise be able to see and hear and exchange ideas with other organizers. It's a beautiful venue for that.
Yeah. Well, it's really great to hear, Lionel. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, and I'm sure you're having a great time. The sun's come out as well.
Thanks for the chat.
Your tact, it's easy, just don't kick a girl when she's down, and don't push a guy with a frown. No, don't kick a girl. A guy with a frown. That letter that you wrote to the chairman of the board, begging for your job, believing you're mightier than the sword, and the people who on sunny days were your three musketeers. Push a guy with a frown. Now don't kick a girl when she's down. And don't push a guy.
Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
And that just about wraps up our show here for Stranded for another week. We just squeezed in a little bonus interview there with Lionel, one of the chief organisers from the Music on the Mountain Festival up at Fort St. James, coming up on the August 19th to 21st weekend. Highly recommended. I recorded that interview at the Arts Worlds Festival last weekend, another fantastic festival from this part of the world, British Columbia, where the show is broadcast. And the last track there was one of the artists playing up at the Music on Mountain Festival. Her name is Winona Wild. And we heard a track called Don't Kick a Girl from her record You Lose Some, You Lose Some. So many great music festivals here in BC this summer. And that's one you can get to momfestival.com. This has been Stranded. We'll be back next week with some more great new music from Australia and Canada and another feature interview. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional,